Nancy Cotto. I live in Bernardsville, New Jersey, with my husband Carlos, our two children, Amelia, she's 11, Benjamin, he's 7. The first time that I went to Honduras was in 1995. There are a lot of people who ask me, with all the needs there are around here, why do you feel like you need to be going there? You know what? Different people are called different places. This is where I feel God has called me to focus my time, money, my talents. The Honduran people have grabbed my heart. I love them. My kids are now half Honduran. My life's been changed because of the interaction that I've had with the Hondurans. So they're my people now, and I feel like that's where I'm supposed to be. Other people are called into inner cities here, right in our country, to do work. But for me, the Hondurans have changed and impacted my life. They've taught me how to love. They've taught me to be content in all circumstances, no matter what's going on in my life. And I don't think I could have learned that here. But La Entrada is a crossroads. It's a place where you turn off to either go to Guatemala if you keep going, or you can go to El Salvador if you keep going on another road. And so it tends to be a high drug trafficking area because of that international highway and being able to cross borders and everything. And the gangs and the drug trafficking is really getting out of hand. It's all over the news. Now more than ever, those students that she has in the school need to keep getting an education so that they are not tempted by the quick money that's available to them if they get into selling drugs or joining gangs. And now more than ever, it's really important that the kids, that the Hearts for Honduras school is where it is located and has such a good reputation. And they, you know, need to keep up the funding, and the school really needs to shine more than ever and attract more and more and more kids, because the other options in the towns have been leading to a really shortened life. I mean, kids will make a lot of money really fast and probably be dead by 24. You know, that's what's been the trend. The public schools are very overcrowded. The kids still need money to be able to buy a uniform and all their school supplies. So most of the kids that we have at the Hearts for Honduras school wouldn't be educated if it weren't for our school, because they come from families that wouldn't even be able to pay for that. So in La Entrada, there's a huge need for the Hearts for Honduras school. Breaking the cycle of poverty is what the Hearts for Honduras school is doing, because I know for a fact that our students won't be raising their kids sleeping on dirt floors. Even if they choose not to go to university, most of them will at least learn a skill. They'll be able to provide for their families in a totally different way than their families could growing up. So, yeah, if they couldn't go to the school, it would just, their world would just be a lot smaller than it is. Their options wouldn't be there. Really, the only thing that they would be are an extra set of hands to their mother if they're a girl, and their father if they're a boy. If the father's going out into the fields to work, they're going to take their sons at very young ages to do that too. And same with the girls, helping their moms at home or making tortillas and going to sell them in the streets. Our kids still have to do that, and that's why the Hearts for Honduras school day doesn't even start until the afternoon, because our kids really do. It's not an option. They have to help bring in money for their families. But if the kids couldn't get an education, you know, they would just be short-sighted. I just hope that it can survive forever, because there's always going to be a need for that school. I would love to see, we've seen this on a small scale, the graduates come back and be able to carry on, give back to the school. I really could see one of our graduates becoming the director of the school one day. That's kind of my idea, is that people just keep coming in and bringing their, you know, new energy and their talents and their skills that they have, and just keep running that school. The Honduran people have grab my heart. They've taught me generosity. They don't give from their abundance, they give from the very little that they have. And there are lessons that they've taught me about life that I hope I can implement in my life. I try to, and I want to keep doing that. That's why I want to stay connected to them. They've taught me a lot, and they've loved me, and it's just like something I can do to give back.